It's Wednesday, August 19th, and that means it's time for another episode of Shoot Man. Welcome to Shoot Me with Jamie K. My name is Jamie Cross, and here we are, episode 103, and it's kind of an impromptu episode. We're going to be talking to Kenny Dorsley in just a little bit about two major topics in the news that I thought had to be covered this week, because we're going to be doing a show this upcoming Sunday with a writer, director, and an actor. Probably not going to be able to get into these subjects, and that stinks, because I think they're very interesting, and I do believe that Kenny will have a fascinating perspective on both of them. One of them directly has to do with the state of race relations and a story that broke today, this morning, as a matter of fact, in, I believe it was Breitbart. And Breitbart's not very reliable when it comes to liberal-related news, but we're going to roll with it because there seems to be substantial evidence. And it's a fucking mess is what it is. Kenny is sure to have something interesting to say regarding it. And then we also have the whole debacle with Jared from Subway. So we'll get into that in just a little bit. But first off, I do have news for you guys regarding the past couple of months and the future ahead. Man kills, Jesus saves. I don't know if I talked about this at all on a previous show, but that's not happening for now. I did talk about it a little bit on my tell-all Periscope, maybe about a month back, and things just didn't go great with it. The Kickstarter was a failure. We missed our goal by about 50%, which was really disappointing. We had a very strong start, and then gradually kind of fizzled out. And that had to do with a number of different things that I will get into at a later date. Second, Practice Makes Perfect is still scheduled to be released in May 2016. We'll have a cut ready probably by the end of this year, which is really exciting. And I'll be able to send that off to festivals and see if anyone's interested in potentially buying that. I already have had two offers from electronic distributors, websites who are interested in picking that up and putting it out there as one of their exclusives or originals. And it's not even done. They've just only seen clips and trailers. And that feels really good. Third, the Hutchcast has been pretty successful so far, and I'm surprised by that. Episodes 1 and 2, which were uploaded together, only netted around like 2,500 views, I think. But there was a little bit of a response to it, so that was encouraging. And we put up episode 3 just maybe about 2 weeks back, and that got double the numbers, double the response. People are really into it, and I do think we'll have an episode out by, I want to say, August 28th. And that's fun. Practice Makes Perfect, the book, will be out in September. Look out for that from That Lit Press. And I'm working on a top secret short film right now with some new talent. So that is really exciting for me. It's actually going to be an unlicensed DC short film focusing on The Flash and Guy Gardner. I've already have The Flash cast, and I do have another hero cast that I'm not going to reveal right now. It's a major DC player. Very popular on TV, wink, wink. And I will be playing Guy Gardner, even though I'm not a natural redhead. And there's some interesting ideas I'm going to apply to both of the main characters, which are the Flash and the Green Lantern. So I'm stoked to put that in motion, get into production and all that. It's going to be a lot of fun shooting that and a lot of fun editing that. Whew. It's going to be a busy close to 2015. But I'm glad to have some progress. And in spite of, you know, past failures, like MKJS, even though I'm not done with that exactly. I'm going to revisit that. I'm going to retool it maybe so I can try and get something together for next year. I'm not giving up on that one like I gave up on, we'll say, my very first feature film that I tried to make, Derelict Rex. That was a complete travesty. I was maybe about 19, 20 years old. I had a DSLR, and I thought, hey, I can make a movie with this. Didn't really put much else thought into it. It was about a drug dealer who's $5,000 in debt and can't get the money to pay off the guy who's after him. So he's given like a 48-hour deadline. Otherwise, he's going to be decapitated or something. I don't know. And I had cast an actual drug dealer in the part. And that was my first mistake. The second was not working with a crew at all and not working with any professional actors aside from maybe one. I think one guy had a little bit of experience in some really bad indie movies. Point is, it didn't happen, and thank fucking God it did not happen, because it would have been a train wreck. I don't know if I would have been able to recover from it. Anyhow, I'm not going to stall any longer. I don't really have any other news to share at this moment in time, but let's give Kenny a call and we'll talk about race in America, white people doing dumb shit, possible white people doing dumb shit, and a lot of just really grimy, seedy information that came out against a famous person. So yeah, let's get to it. Welcome back to Shooting It, Kenny. How's it going?
It's going, driving around and whatnot.
Driving around. Now, when I just talked to you about 5 minutes ago, you said that you were going through Brockton and noticed a couple of odd things. Is that correct?
Yeah, but it's Brockton, so it's not really odd unless you're not from Brockton.
That's a good point. You know, if any just average Joe from, we'll say, I don't know, Iowa, were to go through Brockton, they would probably be very confused, very concerned. And yeah. I don't know if there's even really a comparison to the kind of sights and people you might see in that type of area.
Well, Iowa got druggies too, but they're more like undercover with their stuff, I believe. But
well, like, they got like meth plants, I would assume.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't know. I don't think we have. I'm pretty sure dealing with meth over here. It's just dope and stuff. Not even cold arrow.
You're kind of hard to hear right now. Are you like, you have your phone propped up or something?
No, it's I'm like driving and like talking at the same time. But I don't know. We don't have to deal with like meth plants up here, so. Our biggest concern is, like, heroin.
I know, yeah. Quincy, Massachusetts. The entire East Coast, really, is just kind of, like, dying as a result of heroin.
Yeah, and it's, like, weird. Like, everybody knows what this drug does, but don't stop nobody from doing the drug, so...
Very true. Now, drugs and all that isn't exactly the reason why we're holding an impromptu podcast. So today, a news story leaked about one of the Black Lives Matter activists. Now, are you fairly familiar with the whole Black Lives Matter movement on social media?
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of black people that are like butthurt and shit, and they make it about them rather than about the human race. Like, they're gonna single out like one color and try and make them feel special.
Well, I don't even know if I necessarily agree with that sentiment. And also, I've noticed that there's probably just as many liberal white people behind this whole thing that I think feel like they're making a difference just by sending out a tweet.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but those like liberal white people are probably feeling ashamed because of like back in the day what their ancestors did to black people, bro. Like, you want to help out a black person? Like, don't be like, oh, he just got beat by an officer of Black Lives Matter. Like,
oh, yeah.
Help his fucking job, bro. Like, damn.
Well,
like,
I think there's two sides to the issue here. I don't think you can necessarily rule it off as entirely one or the other. I do think that there is a police brutality problem. There's been a lot of instances of cops handling people of color in a more aggressive way than they probably would a white person. Like, I brought it up on the show before when I was talking to Gary and Mike, my mistake, where they were talking about white privilege and all that shit. And I do think there's something to be said about the fact that they go out of their way to apprehend these mass shooters who always happen to be white guys between the age of, what, like 15 and, I want to say, 30. And then just like the average black person who gets pulled over by the police somehow winds up with fucking like 9 bullets in them. I think that is a definite problem in our society. However, you're absolutely spot on about the amount of white people out there who are just, they're ridden with guilt over their skin color. It's like, oh, I'm part of the problem. I'm diseased or something like that just because of the whole racist conflict of the past. As if there were no other countries that enacted slavery and all that kind of prejudice just to progress their society. You know, obviously the United States has to be the sole offender of that, white people in the Western world. But
like,
oh, go ahead.
Like, like my thing is, like, I heard that black people weren't even, like, the main group of slaves that, like, niggas imported, dude. It was, like, Irish people and stuff like
that.
So if Irish people are like, imported like that, how come I don't see an Irish guy complaining like that? Like, really, bro?
Irish slaves were ridiculed, and the only reason why that stopped was because they kept getting, like, sunburnt. They couldn't work long days without just completely becoming beet red, having their skin peel, etc. And that's why enslaving black people became more popular, because I guess you'd get more durability out of them back in the day. But, I mean, yeah, like, there's a number of different instances worldwide. We don't even have to talk about just America. There's been a number of instances throughout history where slavery has been a thing. What's up?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to go to McDonald's and this bitch ass old lady trying to, like, move inch up forward to a fucking red light. It's like, really, bro? Come on, now. Old ass white lady, she think I'm going to take her spot or something. Like, no, you need to calm down, my nigga. You can continue.
My point was that slavery has been a worldwide epidemic over the years. It's nothing new. It's nothing exclusive to white Americans. So I think it's particularly foolish to feel like you're responsible for that just because of the color of your skin. I think it's very, dumb.
I feel like if one group of people don't like the way another group of people are acting all racist towards them, they get their peoples and then they have a rally or something. In America, fucking a black guy gets killed by a white guy, and it's like this whole butthurt issue and shit like that. And then, like, I don't even know how, but the government gets involved. And, like, usually if it's like a black guy killing a black guy or like a white man killing a white man, nobody says shit. But as soon as it happens somewhere else, everybody's just like, oh, stop, hold on, time out, blah, blah, blah. We gotta wait because all this is going down. Hold on.
Can I get a McDouble and a McChicken? Word up.
Listen to the entire order.
Yeah, but no, dude. It's just like everybody's America makes shit way more hype than it needs to be, dog.
Well, I do think these things need to be addressed, but I do also believe that there's a good portion of this which is escalated completely out of hand unnecessarily.
For no reason, too.
Well, it might not even be for no reason, but it could be like just something that doesn't deserve as much attention as something else or draws away from major issues going on. This also brings it to the topic at hand, which was that there was a report released today about a Black Lives activist. I mentioned that before we went off on this entire tangent. Named Sean King. And Sean King was really popular on Twitter and other social media markets. I think he made like a whole bunch of money just by doing appearances and whatnot on news outlet programs and all that after Mike Brown's shooting. Mike Brown was, of course, the unarmed black man who was gunned down by police. There's been conflicting reports about how that happened, whether or not he had his arms up and was saying, don't shoot, or if he went for the cop's gun and then started running away. And, you know, we're not even going to get into that.
My dude, the cop shot him. That's the end of the day. Thank you.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what happened. Everybody be like, oh, we don't know what happened, but he went up in that store and stole that stuff from the convenience store. Like, no, nigga, you don't fucking know. Don't say you don't fucking know and then just speculate, oh, I heard this, that, and the third went down. Like, okay, that's what you heard, motherfucker. You didn't see shit. So, like,
there were also, like, I want to say maybe 7 different witnesses who all described different happenings of how that went down.
Really, bro? Like, nobody, not one person could tell me, not even like one person. I just need like 2 people to tell me the story the way it went down, so I can have a recollection of what's actually going down. Like, nobody could even give you, like, 2 people can't even give you the same story.
I think people just wanted to insert themselves into the narrative or reinforce whatever they thought happened. That's it.
You know what I think? I think the cop that shot him was just like, you didn't see that. Give them a different story. And then he just killed them. That could be a possibility.
I don't think we'll ever really know unless some video leaks. But yeah. Again, we completely got off the point of the discussion here, which is that Sean King, who is an activist, today it was leaked that his mother is white and his father is white, but he has been claiming for maybe about 15 years now to have been mixed race or black.
Well, there's some shit. Another white boy trying to be black. That's cool. Does he look black?
Go on Facebook real quick. I posted an article about the guy, and there's like a picture in the headline. Or I can just send you a picture on your phone right now. I don't know if you can get it and still be...
I probably won't get it right now just because I'm on the phone with you. But I'll just check it out on Facebook real quick.
He's got like a fade, and he's got really thin facial hair. So it's more so the facial hair than anything else. But the Daily Mail UK posted some pictures of him as a kid, and he looks like fucking me, basically, at age 4 or something. He's got like curly hair, white face. He looks super white. And they posted a picture of his dad and everything, who is also white, but he's been claiming to have been black all this time, and it's just a fucking mess. Like, he took to Twitter. He was very just, he was kind of skirting directly saying, I am black or I am mixed race. But he was saying everything but that, you know? So at the end of the day, if he's found out officially, and it looks like he has been with these birth certificates and police reports, then he can always fall back on, well, I didn't say that. I said da-da-da-da. But here's where it gets really sketchy. He apparently obtained a scholarship from Oprah under the presumption that he was black.
Oh, shit. Yo, this nigga, yo. Oprah's funding white people to go to college and she can't even help out black people. Yo,
no.
My dude, honestly, that whole Oprah tip, Oprah's in with the white people, so like, really? She's only going to help out the white people. I mean, the black people that the white people should deem worthy.
Well, I want to get your take on this whole recent trend of white people posing as black. And, you know, we saw it with Rachel Dolezal, who up until maybe about a month ago had convinced all of her friends, colleagues, coworkers, whatever, that she was black.
Oh, man.
And now we have essentially a repeat case where this guy has used the pretense of being black to advance himself and become a successful activist guy who makes money and has been able to get all these different opportunities as a result of that.
You know what it is? These niggas were smart enough to be all like, I got a tan and then roll in the mud a little bit. You know, pink my hair up. Shouldn't be a problem. I can have these people thinking I'm black. And then they reap all the benefits that most black people don't even know that they have.
So you think it's a very premeditated strategic thing? Like, okay, I'm going to infiltrate the black community and reap the rewards.
Yeah, I do. Because, like, if they really wanted, like, to let people know that they were white, and as soon as they were mistaken for that race, that particular race, whatever it may be, then they'd be like, excuse me, no. I'm a white man, and I'm proud to be a white man.
I don't know about that. I honestly think that these people just feel so bad about being white, or they want to be black so bad that they just happen to go along with it. They get too deep, and they convince themselves, like, they look in the mirror, and they think, like, black person, even though they have no fucking clue what it is to actually be black. I don't know if it's really all that strategic and evil, you know what I mean? I really think that these people are just completely delusional.
It doesn't hurt me, but I didn't get any of those, like, okay, Oprah didn't, like, come around my way and talk about, oh, I'm going to give you a scholarship. What was my scholarship? I didn't get any of these things that these so-called black people were, like, getting or, like, trying to promote and stuff like that. We'll see how, like, you can pretend to be black and get this far, but, like, the actual black people who are, like, trying and, like, they don't even get that far.
It's very, it's so fucking just weird. Like, I think it's really just more than a step up above, like, back in the 90s, I would say that you notice the trend of, like, like White Boys after Eminem came out, like everybody dyeing their hair blonde, wearing visors, basketball jerseys, shit like that. I think it's like an extreme version of that, where they just, they want to be a part of this culture so desperately, but they don't have a fucking clue. And they still go ahead and like, they buck the trend, so to speak, of what white people are doing around them, and kind of appropriate this culture and convince themselves of these delusions. It's fucking, it's so weird.
I'm like, I'm just about to feel or take this whole like thing that's going down. I'm just like, okay, another white guy wants to be a black guy, or whoopee, he was like an award or something. At the same time, though, it does kind of like open your eyes to stuff like, all right, maybe black America's watching at this moment. It's like a white man could pretend to be a black guy and like get this far. Or like a white girl can pretend to be a black girl and get that far. Like, what the fuck are you doing with yourself?
Okay, so we had a slight problem there where the phone died out, but now we're back. We were talking about white people trying to be black people, passing themselves off as black people. And you were talking about your opinions on that.
I don't even know how I feel about it, bro.
Well, does it offend you at all, or is it like, I could care less?
I mean, it doesn't really offend me. It just, my whole thing is, like, you have these people, like, trying to act black, getting so far in life, and then, like, these people who are black, and, like, they're busy getting killed by cops and stuff.
And I do think it, like I said before, it is just like four steps into extremism of, we'll say, like how back in the 90s, everyone wanted to be Eminem. They were dyeing their hair blonde, wearing visors, basketball jerseys, all that. This is just like people who were like that, white guys who were like that back in the day, just didn't stop. And this is where it got them. Presumably, again, this could all be somehow awry. I don't know. I'm not claiming to know the facts 100%. I'm looking at the birth certificate. I'm looking at his two white parents.
Yeah.
So one other thing I did want to cover before we...
Sorry about that.
The baby decided to interject. One other thing I did want to cover before we close out the show is... the whole Jared from Subway thing.
That is a pedophile.
Yes, he is indeed a pedophile. He's set to plead guilty, I believe, this week on charges of possession of child pornography. Now, did you see this coming at all?
Him getting off?
On kids or? Oh. Yeah, no, just being accused. Nothing. It was a terrible joke. Him being accused of being into child porn.
Oh, honestly, the son of the dude who walks the subway every day, that, I don't know, man, it's a little weird, if you ask me.
No shit.
Like, why didn't you drive the subway? Why you gotta walk the subway? Was it on the way to the park where all the kids played?
And who the fuck eats Subway every single day? That is a good theory, that maybe there was like a playground nearby, so that was just his excuse.
Yeah. Honestly,
had to give himself somewhere to go.
Like, we gotta find out what town he lived in when he started the Subway commercials. And, like, what subway he went to, and then, like, all that stuff. Like, what's next to it? I don't know, dude. Money says that there's a park right next to that subway that he used to walk to.
I think it's worth investigating. Apparently, he was into some real creepy shit, aside from child pornography, like prostituting young women, underage women, and then bragging about it to his girlfriends. I remember reading a story about how he was trying to get his girlfriend to be a prostitute on Craigslist, and how he had bought like a 16-year-old girl to have sex with, and was like, it was the best thing ever, to his girlfriend.
I didn't even know about that. That's crazy.
I know. He's a fucking creep. He's one of these guys who, in hindsight, is like an obvious-looking pedophile, but because you get so caught up in the what-the-fuck-are-you-doing eating at Subway all your life shtick, you kind of forget it, but it becomes subconscious. It never really leaves.
Yeah.
Hopefully he gets fucking castrated in prison. That would be nice. But I don't think so. I think he's like a multimillionaire or something, so he'll probably go to like a white-collar pen. Quick. Yes, I will hold on real quick.
Thank you.
On that note, this show is brought to you by LegalZoom. Go to shootinitpod.com/zoom. If you are accused of child pornography and want to fund an attorney, then that might be a good step in the right direction. But I would hope that you're listening to this and you're not a child pornographer. I would be devastated to hear that child pornographers listen to my show. So please, actually just kill yourself if you are indeed looking for a lawyer and you are into kids. But, you know, maybe if you like crashed your car into a building or something, or if you ran over someone's dog, actually, yeah, screw the dog comment. If you just like ran into a building and you need an attorney because they're pressing charges against you, shootinitpod.com/zoom.
Hello?
Hello.
All right, I'm back.
I squeezed in a LegalZoom promotion while you were away.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah. So I guess we'll just close out the show here because you are with your child, so I don't want to distract you for too long. Do you have any words of wisdom you want to pass on to white people who desperately, desperately want to be black?
I don't have any words for them, but I have words for people who aren't trying to be black and who aren't pedophiles.
Well, have at it.
Yeah, just be yourself, bro. Like, you get caught, try to be something you ain't, and it's like 100 times worse on your ass. Like, it doesn't make no sense to pretend to be something you're not. Just be who you are.
People just get so caught up in images that they don't even want to accept themselves for what they can be.
Niggas try too hard to be something they ain't. Like, let it come naturally, and then you be the best you, and then you be Gucci. That's my saying. I don't know what that extra, like, oh, I'm black, just so you know. I don't know what that does for anybody.
Well, it got him a scholarship from Oprah.
Obviously, man, ain't nobody worried about no damn Oprah. Everybody knows that Oprah's a lie, she's lying. She ain't worried about black people.
I disagree with that. Facts show different, but I'm not going to argue on it. Again, this is all speculation for now based off of a couple of news reports. We're not talking like this is all definite on Sean King's behalf, but it is definitely a thing that has arisen clearly with Rachel Dolezal. We'll see how this turns out. This podcast, again, based on pure speculation, it's going to be treated like the Bryan Cranston is Lex Luthor podcast, which is completely outdated. Back in the early days of shooting it, I did an episode about how stoked I was that Bryan Cranston was Lex Luthor. Who the fuck gets cast as Lex Luthor? Jesse Eisenberg. So this could mean nothing next week. Who knows? But I do think that the information and opinions are pertinent to just race relations in general.
Yeah, I just think it's weird. Everybody want to be something they ain't. And, like, them niggas can prosper at being black more than black people can prosper at being black.
It is really fucked up.
Hey, that's a life, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
You think if I paint my skin white, white people will, like, give me money and stuff?
Well, you did that already, and it didn't really get us a profit for the Shootin' It Halloween special.
Well, honestly, I did get me yelled at, but it didn't even do that.
No, it's not offensive to anyone. The only people who would get pissed off about that would be like, well, tit for tat. They'd be like 50-year-old Southerners who fucking are completely racist and just want to be racist back. But they don't even have the internet, as far as I know. So there's no way for them to see that.
Oh, well.
All right. Well, why don't we kill the show on that note? You can follow me on Twitter at Jamie Karelis, JAYMEKARALES. Or go to my website, thatlitsite.com, for all kinds of news and information, or shootinitpod.com for past episodes of the show. Kenny, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at KongLeftToBurn.
Oh, that reminds me. I wanted to add before we sign off, our Vine has blown up. We got 35,000 views overnight. Biggest Vine we've done to date, which means we have dethroned Mike and his exploding cigarette Vine. I'm very happy about that. The people love us.
I mean, I knew it would be, not because, like, I'm on it or anything, but just because, like, Uber's, like, a major subject nowadays, like, with all the Uber scandals and stuff like that. Yeah, why not give them something to laugh about rather than, like, everybody getting all butthurt?
Have you seen, like, the taxi drivers boycotting Uber and picketing on the freeway and shit?
Oh, yeah, dude, my dad's a taxi driver, so, like, he don't even talk about Uber because, like, nobody really messes around with Uber like that around here.
Is it a sore subject in the household?
Oh, no.
He's not going to throw pasta at the wall if someone mentions Uber?
Hopefully not. That'd be weird, though.
I don't know, man. It's crazy. They got to get with it, though, the taxis. They got to start adapting to the new field of technology.
Honestly, a taxi isn't even, Uber isn't even that far off. I mean, all the taxi drivers need to do is get a second car and have a decent amount of clientele.
They need apps.
Huh?
They need an app.
That too.
I'm surprised the taxi companies haven't come up with apps yet. That's crazy.
Anybody can do that too. That's the craziest part. Like, anybody can make an app.
I would probably not go for a taxi unless I was in the middle of nowhere. Like, if I was off in, I'll say, North Dakota or something where they probably don't have many Uber drivers, I would go then for a taxi.
Yeah.
But nowadays, it's so convenient. You just pull up the app. You find a driver that's like 5 minutes away. And 9 out of 10 times, the fare is ridiculously cheaper than whatever taxi service. By the way, that brings me to my next point. This show has been brought to you by Uber. Go to uber.com for more information or download Uber in the App Store. No, we're not. Maybe someday. Maybe for that Vine. I don't know. Actually, they probably wouldn't want people under the illusion that they're selling drugs in their cars. Although that has been a thing as well.
Yeah.
People.
You heard about Uber in like Dubai or India or whatever?
No.
That's where, like, most of that shit's coming from, like the rapists and crap like that.
I didn't hear anything about that.
Yeah, I don't even know, but we should just talk about this in a different subject for another day.
Yes, I agree. Okay, that's been Shooting It. We will catch you on Sunday for an interview with Jacob Miller, director of the short film Drunk, and actor Kinston Theodore. So we're going to talk about movies and filmmaking and movies. And it should be a good show. I think it will be. In any case, Kenny, thank you for popping on Shooting It for this impromptu episode about race relations. And we'll talk soon.
All right, gangsta.
All right, man. Take care. And pat the little one on the head for me.
All right. I got you.
All right. Later.
Peace out, bro. 3-5-0-1-2-5-0. I was there in the backstage when this light came around. I grew up not a changeling, but when the first time around, I could see all the weakness, I could pick all the faults, but I could see all the